My most memorable English learning, English language learning experience was actually back in Nepal, where I lived there like until I was 8. So as a kid, I hated learning anything, and English was obviously the worst thing ever because it was not my first language. And what happened is, one day before my exam, English exam, I was actually playing in the big park outside my house, and I met my English teacher, and my English teacher just looks at me and goes like, "You're not gonna study for your exam," and I'm like, haha, and I just walked away. The next day, we had the exam, and I didn't know how to write ABCD. And so I didn't know what to do, so I just submitted the paper, and she looked at me and she's like, "You don't know ABC." I'm like, "No," and she slapped me. And that was the most memorable English language experience, because learning experience was, because that is not how you teach a student how to learn English or anything at all. That's not how you would want to teach a student at all. And ever since that, ever since getting slapped by my teacher, which is legal in Nepal, I have you know, told myself that I would never slap or forcefully teach anyone to learn that way. Yeah, that's my most memorable English learning. And what is my most memorable English reading experience is, my most memorable one is when I came to Hong Kong as a kid. That was when I was around 8-9 years old. My mom took me to a bookstore called the Popular Bookstore. That was the first bookstore that I've ever been into, and I picked up the book called The Secret Island by Enid Blyton. That was my first book, the very first book that I actually read ever. I mean, I've read other English books and all that, but that is one book I treasure the most, because I actually learned to read it all by myself, because I wanted to read it, and I've never felt like I wanted to read a book as much as I've read that book. So that book is always very memorable to me, and whenever someone asks me, you know, what book should I start with or what book should I read just to get my English better, I tell them to read Anna Blyton. Just start with her, because her books are that good. Yeah.
Wow.
Done.
You picked that book yourself?
Yeah, I actually did. It was the, you know, the case of judging a book by its cover. I just picked it up because there was a boat there, and then there were like 5 kids on it. No, I think 4 or 5 kids on it, and then they went to a secret island. So I thought, wow, you know, it's exciting. It's kind of like an escapism kind of thing. And as a kid, you know, that's really adventurous for you to read that kind of book. I didn't start reading like children's book. I actually just went to that. It is kind of considered a children's book, but then like not the basic one that you actually start with. And I was already 8 or 9 years old, so I think that was my age, kind of age appropriate book. But even if you're like 20 something, and I would recommend Anna Blyton, because she's a really good writer. Any more questions?
No, thanks for your time.
Focus.
Oh, wait. Just for the transcription, could you spell the name of the author?
Enid Blyton.
Okay, thanks.